G'day, it's Dave O'Neill, and welcome to the debrief. Now, the intro got cut off on this one, so it's me at the Brighton Yacht Club talking to Brooksy. Now, Brooksy was a member of the Music Men. You may remember them from the 80s and the 90s, and he was hosting a gig with me and Dave Hughes. So, here, let's cross to me and Brooksy. We're in the chairman's room or some posh room at the Brighton Yacht Club.
But it's a beautiful area, though, Brighton. Yeah, and you're an iceberger.
I am. I swam this morning and can I swear?
Yeah, of course you can swear.
It was fucking freezing.
I love your accent.
Dave, it was fucking freezing.
Because the people don't know, icebergers get up early in the morning every day and jump in the bay in Melbourne.
6 o'clock, they go in the bay.
Have you made good friends doing that?
We all communicate in the shower and, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Keep it clean. Because people, the Music Men were like, it was a little bit of variety show business that happened in the 90s? It must have been the early 90s, was it?
It was 31 years ago.
Oh, wow, so it was 1989.
88.
88 you started?
88.
Wow, because, I didn't know you did. I mean, I always remembered you as doing Hey Hey.
Yeah.
And you were on, for people that remember, the Music Men was you and about eight guys from a...
10 of us.
A soccer club, maybe?
We all played soccer here with different teams.
And there, a lot of expats in there.
Yeah, all expats, yeah.
And you would sing, we are the music man, we come from... Where do you go?
Annoying.
Groucho Marx. And so did you go on Red Faces? That was your entry point?
Yeah, but it was just for a joke, because honestly, Dave, I came out in 81 for Ringwood Wilhelmina, near where you lived.
Yes.
Right, Manhattan. I've heard you talk about the Manhattan, the circular floor. I've been
out,
on it.
Why did you come out for the Ringwood to play soccer?
Soccer on a visa, 3-year visa. Yeah.
To play for them?
Yeah.
So you were good enough to be...
Well...
For an Australian soccer team of the Burbs.
Yeah, but I was crap. That's why I came to Australia. If it were any good, I would have stayed there. So don't let anybody tell you they come here to play soccer and improve their career. I came out here on a contract and I came to Ringwood, Hunter's Lodge, and I thought, I'll have a bit of this in Ringwood. So that was it. And we used to do it after the game. We all used to meet at all the pubs. We used to get thrown out.
For singing like that?
For word of a lie, I used to get thrown out of the saloon.
The
pubs in Melbourne, they all used to know us, and we get thrown out. Because on the Sunday after we played, there was only a few pubs open.
Yeah.
And we go, but they liked us coming in because we drank a lot and didn't cause any
British
trouble.
And Scottish and, yeah,
we didn't
yeah.
cause any trouble. So we, just for a laugh, we went on Hey Hey, not expecting to do anything, and like, bloody hell, it was ridiculous.
It took off, and then recently when the footy show got axed, you put on Facebook, I think, all your appearances on the footy show too. I didn't realise you did that as well.
10 of them, Dave, right?
Yeah.
That was when we got a bit, serious then.
Yeah.
The alcohol wasn't taking over as much.
You'd narrowed down to about four blokes by then.
Four, yeah. Because don't forget, we were 10 blokes and a lot of them had Aussie girlfriends, and we were doing it for a laugh, and we did the Tui's commercial and we were going up to...
Oh, you did a commercial?
Yeah, Tui's. We threw us to Sydney and did this bloody big commercial for a week. It cost $500,000.
But it is hard to make money with eight of you, isn't it?
No, we'd get...
You'd be 40.
We'd be splaying it and not making any money. And we're coming home drunk from a weekend, and the wives are saying, this is ridiculous, you're going having it's either the Music Men or divorce. Well, a lot of them left the Music Men, I got divorced. True. So that's why there was only four. They said, Brooksy, I can't keep doing this.
I reckon I first met you at the comedy club. When we did a gig there together, you were down to two, the Music Men. It was just
me and Steve.
You and Steve.
Yeah, he had talent. He could cover
for me. He was unbelievable.
Or Barnsley.
He did a great Barnsley, which you did on the reformed Hey.
Yes, we did, when he did the Barnsley, because he asked the other lads and they said, no, we've had enough, please, we're not coming back. No.
We've got teenage children
now. In fact,
now.
Talking about that, we've been asked to do a reunion. It's quite funny. I'm trying to get this customer's freight business. And he said to me, right, I'll give it you if you can get the lads to do a reunion at our charity function. So I said, all right, I'll do it. I'll get the lads, right? So the lads don't want to do it now, so
just
it's free.
Get any people. I'll do it.
Yeah, but the problem now is we can't do Niki Lauda.
Oh, yeah, Niki Lauda.
I'm on fire. He's just died. Oh, we can't. It's politically incorrect now.
Did they cremate him? He can still do it.
Yeah, anyway, I've said to the boys, it's free drink and free food, so we're going to be doing it in August. A bit of a reunion from the old 10.
Right. And did you find, once you did the Music Man, because it was kind of very daggy, wasn't it?
Oh, very.
And so did people give you a stick? I mean, when I met you and Steve goes, hey, Dave O'Neill, he's bloody hung shit on us before. on the, I said something on the radio. Yeah, but it's funny though.
Mick Malloy used to take the piss.
Oh, did he?
It's funny.
Yeah.
But it's funny because we were taking the piss. We like, yeah, we weren't serious. Red Simon said that.
Yeah.
When we did this. This is how ridiculous it is, right? We did that thing.
How many appearances on Hey Hey, you reckon?
Oh, we did. We did about five or six because Red produced our album. We did an album.
You did an album?
And it was, listen to this, right? We've done it on Hey Hey. Next minute I get a phone call to do an ad for Tui's. I thought it was a wind-up. Met the lads. Tui's said they want five of us. So I said, no, it's 10 or nothing. So we did it for half the money. Flew us to New Zealand for a week. Had an absolute ball. Got drunk every night.
Yeah, yeah.
Did this big commercial. Come back. I get a phone call from Michael Gudinski's secretary. I thought it was a wind-up. Next minute, we're in the boat. I'm in the boardroom with Gudinski and all these. They want to do an album with us, right? Cashing in all. And we had to record it at Red Simon's garage. So over two weekends, the lads, after playing football, are coming in with slabs. And we're recording 10 songs in Red Simon's...
With a bit of a disco beat, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, there were a disco version of the music, man. There were Summer Holiday. They were Puppet on a String.
And how did it sell?
We actually got in the top 40.
Wow.
We got in the top 40 with Michael Jackson and all these. We got it. And
that's great.
And the thing was, we had a voice coach, and I don't know if you know him, Lindsay Field.
No, I've heard of him, though. He was in an 80s band. Or
he was with
band.
Farnham.
Yes, right. Okay,
he was our voice coach.
Wow.
So he's trying to teach us to sing this thing full of alcohol in Red's garage.
Oh, that is funny. And we're now at the Brighton Yacht Club because you're hosting a gig.
Yeah.
Because you're an iceberger here. I'm on, and Hughesy's on as well.
Yeah, great.
So it's going to be a good night.
Yeah, well, it's a, you've seen the venue. It's a fantastic venue.
I've done it here before.
And we don't have much on in Bayside because they all go to bed at 9 o'clock. So
yeah, that's true.
I've got them all out tonight.
And as you pointed out, last time I was here, there was a couple, and I said to this man, who was about my age, 50, with an elderly woman, and I said, are you spending time with your mum? Yeah, and he goes, this is my wife.
No, he didn't say that at first.
Oh, you didn't say that
at
first?
No, you got stuck into him about 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And then it was me who told you at the end that was his wife. He didn't admit it. He just smiled there and kept doing it.
And now she's here again.
And now she's just... Four years later, she's walked. We took half an hour to get up the stairs.
Yeah,
and sat down. She's like his grandmother now.
Yes. Well, I'm going to make sure I don't do that again because that is a fatal.
And tell Dave as well.
Well,
Dave doesn't do it.
Hughes doesn't really. He used to talk to the crowd, not so much anymore.
No.
We talked about that the other day.
Talk about his kids.
Yeah. We all do that.
Yeah, yeah. You do.
We do that.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's interesting. So, what were you doing as a job? So, you're a professional soccer player in Ringwood.
Yeah. I came out from Manchester to Ringwood.
That just makes me laugh because I grew up there. I just couldn't imagine being at a pub.
We used to play at Jubilee Park next to the swimming pool.
Yes, where we used to play there. They had that big slide. Remember the big slide?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We went after training, yeah.
Yeah.
And we used to the Croydon Hotel.
Area. Dorset Gardens.
All them were fantastic Thursday night.
Oh, Thursday night, good bands at the Dorset Gardens.
Thursday night, Friday night.
Saw the Angels, the
Every
Reels.
Night. And then on Mount Dandenong Road, the big one at the end, it's like the big pub there as well. There's some great pubs in Ringwood.
Yeah, are you talking about Daisies?
Daisies, yeah.
Yeah.
They went off there a bit some night.
Yeah, there was a bike. They had a big famous bashing there. So how long did you play professional soccer for?
What, here?
Yeah.
Well, it weren't professional, it was part-time, you know.
Yeah, right.
But I played for Ringwood, Box Hill, Caulfield, Richmond, Doncaster. I played for loads. And then I coached Nuno Warden and all that.
And you've always been a salesman, is that correct?
Yeah.
Because I remember you telling me that great story that you and I've told this story many times, that you employed Peter Dacos.
I didn't employ him. I worked with Dacos, yeah.
Are you still working with him?
No.
For a long time.
Oh, yeah, a long time.
This is a guy, for people who don't know who's listening around the world or around Australia, he is an absolute Collingwood football legend. Yeah. The Macedonian Marble.
Yes.
I lived with a guy in the 80s who named his dog after Dacos. Because, you know, people... And my dad's a Collingwood supporter, my brother. They absolutely... Because he was one of those fluke players who was just like a one in a million.
Yeah.
So today you've got people like, say, Buddy Franklin, you know, Dangerfield. No. He was one of those guys.
Yeah.
But possibly better.
But even better bloke.
Oh, he's a great bloke.
He's a top bloke, Dakes.
But you guys, tell me if this is correct. You would go and you had to try and sell...
Freight
containers. It's containers.
Yeah, just freight.
Freight. So that's an industrial sales job.
Yeah.
And you would say to the people, you would go to these places on the Rust Belt of Melbourne, and they didn't want to see you. But then you would say, "Tell your boss, I've got Peter Dacos in the footer." And what would happen?
We got in straight away. The biggest one is Pacific Dunlop. No, Pacific Brands, right?
Yeah, they're huge.
Huge account, right? Nobody can get in. Anyway, we got in, and I got in with Deggs. And the bloke is a Kiwi, and he's no idea who Deggs is, right? So we sat there, and I said, oh, yeah. And he says to Peter, what do you do? He said, oh, I used to play a bit of football. He said, oh, that's all right. Then, yeah, yeah, okay, let's have a look around the warehouse. So we go around the warehouse. The warehouse stopped. Everybody comes running over to me. I says, who is he? I says, mate, it's Peter Dacos. Anyway, he got the business.
Oh, really? And the boss is going, what's with this guy? I know. No idea. Yeah. I just the thought of it is just, I just imagine middle management in our age group just leaving their desk and running into the foyer because Dakes is there.
Well, now I'm in partnership with Didac.
The other Collingwood footballer.
Yeah, and he's the same when you go in. People like
you've got something like with the Collingwood footballers.
Yeah, I know what's going on here. Am I grouping? I don't know. He's just started a friend.
So that's interesting because it just helps with the sales getting in the door. Yeah.
Well, he's good at it. Dakes doesn't like use. Dakes is very
good. He's a ridiculously humble man.
And won't do it. That's why he's protective of his kids.
He's not
right?
a showman. He's not like a showman. No.
But Diggs is a businessman. He's a sharp businessman.
Dane Swan's like a showman. Another Collingwood one. You can tap into.
Yeah. Well, he's his mate. He does a podcast, but he said I won't go on TV.
Oh, really?
Diggs told me that. Yeah.
Cut that out. Yeah, we'll cut that out. Don't cut that out. Well, we're here at the Brighton Yacht Club, and we've got to go and do the gig. I'm going to check in with you after the gig, Brooksy. All right. We evaluate what happened because anything could happen out there. It is one of those gigs. It's a great room. They're all from obviously local, so you'll have a bit of Hampton, Brighton.
Oh yeah, Brighton.
Lots of jumpers.
Lots of field there. And the Commodore's here tonight.
Oh, the Commodore's here.
The Commodore's here.
You know what I'm going to say?
Last time you said he parked in his spot.
Yeah. Where's the Chimera? That's right. I said I always do this at yacht clubs. I say, oh, you had a parking spot for me. It said past Commodore. I thought I've got an old Holden. I parked there. Classic.
That'll work.
Do you reckon that'll work?
It will work. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. All right, Brooksy.
All right, brilliant.
Great to chat to you, but we will return on the debrief. Keep listening. Hey, this is Dave O'Neill
and Glenn Robbins,
and we do a podcast called Somehow Related.
And we talk about two random topics that you wouldn't think were related, but in actual fact, they are.
Yes, it's a great podcast. We love it. We listen to it ourselves.
Come along, join in. Don't bet, don't gamble, but
don't
learn
Google.
Something. And if you go to a dinner party, you've got a perfect way to start a conversation.
So many facts to bore people with on this podcast. Tune in, Somehow Related. We're back here at the Royal Brighton Yacht Club. I've been on and it was an absolute cracker. And Brooksy was on MCing. Hughesy's on at the moment. And they're a great crowd.
Oh, Dave, they're brilliant. They're starved of it. They're starved of good comedy, I tell you. There's nothing on. Nothing happens down here.
And I love the fact that the Commodore's here.
Yeah, he's here.
I met him. Paul.
He's from your land, isn't he?
He grew up in Mitcham, where I grew up. He's not a proper Bayside person.
Yeah.
But of course, I said the Commodore's here. I said, where's the Chimera and the Corolla? The classic jokes
always
were coming
works.
Out. But you put on a great night. Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Because then he was telling me about all the wealthy people in there. Because, I mean, I do jokes about how wealthy they are here. And I think it seems to be true. But there's a lot of... I mean, you know, I remember I went out with a Brighton girl in the 80s. And her dad wasn't... They just bought a big house in the 60s, they were just normal, regular people. Who had a very, good property. So
there's a lot of it round here, Dave, I tell you.
Yeah.
Far out. Hey?
Oh, yeah. So what's coming up for you? Have you been making a TV show? Is that correct?
Well, we did a pilot, as you do the pilots, and we're just waiting for it to be... They took it to the Cannes TV Film Festival in March, and we're just waiting to see if they've got any offers, and they'll take it again in October. So it's a wait and see, which is good.
You know
what it's like, but exciting. It was good doing it. It was great fun.
What can you say what it's about? It's about sport, isn't it?
It's like off sport, all these unusual sports.
I love unusual sports.
And it's spending the day with a certain person in the sport. So the pilot, which we did, was camel racing.
Where'd you go for
and
that?
And we forgot now. It was 300 miles from, I can't remember.
In Queensland,
yeah, middle of nowhere. I've never, ever been in the...
Oh, there's a lot of desert in Queensland.
We landed at Mount Isa and had to drive for 300 kilometres on a dirt road.
Not Julia Creek, no, it would be...
I can't believe. But it was the Melbourne Cup of camel racing. it was the highlight of the series, right? So it was the Melbourne Cup of Camel Racing, and I tell you what, Dave, it's scary. And
they take it seriously?
Oh, mate, of course they do. It's big money. Oh yeah, big money, and the a lot of the jockeys are girls, little girls on the
oh, really?
On the camel, yeah, which is scary. And the thing about it is, it's so competitive. Like they go around, they do this tour to Darwin, to Alice Springs, and all that. And this is the highlight one. They call it the Melbourne Cup
and
of the Camel.
Do they race on a track, or they must race?
Like a horse racing track.
Oh my god!
But the funny thing is,
I've never heard of it.
Oh mate, it's massive. I should send you.
I've seen bits on it on Facebook or somewhere.
It's scary because you can't stand near them or behind them because they can kick you, and they lead them up to the start.
Do they have their own camels? Is that sort of thing where they?
What?
Breed their camels.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's like a horse racing thing. Yeah,
yeah, right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's a trainer.
There's trainers.
We had this trainer in Newcastle, and I followed him. I spent the day with him. I woke up in the tent next to him and all that, and then I went feeding them, but I was shit scared of him because I've never been near a camel or
did
anything.
Did you get on it? Or?
Yeah, I did get on it. I was terrified. I was absolutely terrified, Dave.
I would be terrified. I'd get on an elephant.
But they just get up, and you can't stop. It just goes, hi. But they start off with a gun, right? But if there's a false start, that's it. You can't stop them. So,
well, so they're running around in a circle.
Yeah, they go. Well,
how do they stop them?
At the end, there's the handlers, and they catch them. Seriously, it's dangerous as. It's hilarious. Anyway, the big race, there was a lot of controversy because what happened, the gun didn't work, right?
Right.
So it went click. So three left, right?
They
said they're disqualified. And then there was a big taboo, right?
Yeah.
And on my life, they said we'll have a rerun. So they had to wait for another hour to have the rerun of the big race. Anyway, the guy with the gun again did it again. It didn't work, right?
Fuck, they had
the policeman's rifle, and that didn't work. So they picked up the bin, and he smacked it with a bin, and they all set off because the handlers were holding. It was hilarious. But it was full on. They were arguing with each other and all, because there's big money in it. There's pride in it.
Oh, it's a big money.
Oh, yeah, big money. And they bet on it.
Yeah, of course they bet on it.
There's
betting on it.
And I had a bet on this horse, $20, and at the end it buggered off the bookie. So I didn't get my money. I didn't even get the winnings or anything.
Well, the bookie left.
He's just gone, packed up. He said, oh, we'll see him. We'll see him at the next one, Brooksy. We'll get it for you.
That'd be an excellent show, because there's so many weird sports like that around.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I've sort of heard of it, but I didn't know anything about it.
Honestly, it's just like going to Cranbourne races.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So professional. But what was even more funny, it's got a... Oh, I can't remember the name. I cannot believe I can't... There's a population of 600, right?
Yeah.
But when this is on, it swells to 5,000.
Oh, whoa.
With the Grey Brigade.
Grey Nomads.
Yeah, the Grey Nomads. They all come in the little caravans and all that.
Yeah, right. Oh, wow. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
So it was good fun.
Well, hopefully that show will get up.
Yeah, we'll wait and see. You know.
Well, you never know. You never know, Brooksy. You never know.
This is funny.
Well, so we're here at the Brighton Yacht Club. Now, yeah. I ask everyone these questions when I do my podcast on the debrief. So what went well tonight, Brooksy?
Yeah.
What went well? Me?
Dave, I said to Dave, what are you doing? About 15, 20 minutes. 45 minutes later. 40 minutes.
40 minutes.
Absolutely brilliant.
What?
They're all telling me now, how good was that? You went through everything. You know why? They can all relate to when you
I do a lot of stuff about...
they're your age group, you see. You're talking about you as a kid, and now you're a dad with the kids doing it in a different way.
Well, there's kids... Well, they're not kids, there's teenagers there. Jack and his mates.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And so the mum just came up to me and said, that was brilliant.
I know. That's what you're good at, Dave. You picked... I was talking about some of the people, and you picked them out.
Oh, yeah.
And you got my mate in the front. Oh, he's from Bury, where I come from.
I know, he told me he's from the same town. Dale.
Yeah, you got him.
Who lived in Oakley South, he said.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, you live in a
warehouse, yeah.
Because it's industrial.
Yeah, I know.
People around here would think Oakley's industrial.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because there's no water in Oakley.
Very funny, that, yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
No,
fun.
Dave.
Great fun.
You're all asking me, brilliant. You were brilliant.
Oh, that's good.
And now we've got Hughesy on there.
Hang around. I can hear the laughter for Hughesy. He's doing very well.
He's good.
He's guaranteed Hughesy. What didn't go well tonight? That's my other question.
The food.
Oh, the food.
Somebody ordered food late, and there's been a big debacle.
That goes to my other question. Organisational hazards have gotten in the way. So
I told them not to have it at 7:30 because they're not going to order, cook it, and eat it before 8:00.
No.
So they called it off and they didn't get the meal and they're going mad at their club.
Oh, they didn't have a... Oh, they'd be starving.
They didn't get it, yeah, no. So now the club are saying, right, we want to dissociate it all. Our name in this is you and you run it and do everything.
Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, they've even made me charge for the...
For the free drinks for the comedians, for the soft drink.
Yeah, for the drinks and the beer.
Oh, that's... They've got to get on
so
board.
So which is not a bad in a way. Now I can run it. Now I can tell them... Food earlier, get it all out of the way and all that. So
yeah, because comedians don't like people eating when they're on.
No, I told them that. She said, "Oh, do you?" I said, "No, they're not eating when they're on."
Yeah, you see, some people when they make a talk like footballers stuff, when they do a talk, they don't mind, but comedians mind because it's too
clatter.
Distracting.
Of course, yeah,
it's a clatter of the cutlery.
Even the lights here, Dave said, "Get them off," and I got them.
Yeah,
off.
Yeah, he's
I very, forgot
yeah.
about that.
Oh, I don't care. Yeah, but yeah. It definitely helps getting the lights off. Yeah, but it's a great setup here.
Yeah, it's good. So spread the word. Hopefully, I'll get Kitty.
Oh, Kitty Flanagan, there's plenty of... Who did it last time? You had some big names last time.
Oh, I got Mick came.
Oh, Mick Malloy.
I got Mick Malloy.
He doesn't do stand-up much anymore.
Oh, I'd love to get him again. Does his mate do it?
Sam Pang?
Yeah.
No, we did Mick. I had him on the podcast the other day because we did his kids' school.
Right.
And they both did stand-up on the night, but they don't seem to do it hardly at all. No, right. Mick hadn't done a gig for years. Might have been the last one he did here, possibly.
And I've had Denise, who were great.
Oh, Denise is fantastic.
Denise was really good here.
Yeah, yeah. You need the middle-aged comics.
Yeah, I know.
Because it's a middle-aged crowd.
Yeah, and Des. Des
Dowling, fantastic comic for
them. And he had the girl.
The girl?
She was on with you.
Monica?
No.
No?
Little girl, blacker.
Fiona Loughlin?
No. Petite girl.
Oh, I can't remember. Christine Basil?
She was on the radio for a bit. Or she might
have. No, I can't remember. Someone. Joe Stanley? No. No, was it Joe Stanley? No, someone.
It was like a bloke's name, what, Des or something.
Oh.
D. No, door. No, I can't remember.
Someone.
All right, obviously went down well.
Okay, so how can we do better next time? Get the food out early.
Yeah, we'll worry about the food. It's all about making money, you see.
Yeah, so your club. Brooksy, it's not your club. But I met the Commodore and he doesn't own a boat, which is...
I didn't know that.
He rides OPs, other people's boats.
Oh, that would have been a good line if you knew
that.
Have you got a boat? I'll remember that for last time.
I said, have you got a boat?
And he didn't book. He didn't book, so I had to squeeze him in.
Oh, he just turned up, the Commodore?
Yeah, no, they rang me and said, the Commodore forgot to book. Can you get him in?
Well, that's surely the Commodore can get in.
Yeah, I let him in.
Yeah, that's good. Because, he has his own parking spot.
How long will Dave go? I better get out.
You better get out there. But thanks for coming on the podcast.
Brilliant, Dave.
Okay, and we'll speak to you later.
Yeah.
That's Brooksy from The Music Man. Oh, just Brooksy. Just Brooksy in general. Keep an eye on
it.